Jeremy Jeffress now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. JJ, how you doing, man?
I'm great, guys. How we doing?
Doing well. So what did it mean last night for Craig to go to you, stick with you, and to get that close?
It meant a lot to me, definitely. And it shows the respect level. It shows the confidence level that Craig and I have in each other. And that's just what he's been doing for me all year. And whenever I have those little hiccups, or you know, those stints where I've been having little problems with my, you know, mechanics or whatever the case may be, he throws me back out there in that high leverage situation to get my mindset back into, what I need to be doing.
You go back a couple of games. You haven't been really pounded. I mean, obviously you gave up the long ball and the double, but it's a flare into right. It's a dribbler down the third base line. Are you just a little titch off right now, or are you finally starting to kind of hone it back in, or what?
No, I think I've got everything back in, and I don't think I lost anything. It's just the feel of the pitch a little bit, because like you said, the hits were, they were kind of soft contact hits, and it's just right there. Those are the locations where I want to pitch, and those are the pitches that I want to throw. So I'm not trying to train too much into myself, because that'll just snowball everything downhill. So I'm gonna just continue to do what I do, play the game that I love, and just have fun, man.
Does it ever seep into your mind when things start to go awry, going, "Oh my God"?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just the nature of the game. The game will show you, the scoreboard will tell you, how to play the game, and it's just the nature of the game, man. But you got to stay within yourself to continue to playing, and doing what you're capable of doing. I mean, that's anything in life as well. If anything veers your mind off of what you're trying to do, it's just going to be a problem for you and for the rest of the people around you.
So tell me about Puig and trying to kind of pick at you, entice you, whatever. I mean, just... I'm glad you didn't buy into it. Just go do what you do.
Yeah.
But doesn't it make you feel like if that's what they have to resort to at this point in time?
Hey, I mean, listen, that's how he plays his game. I can tell you that. But if that's what he wants to get his team, how he wants to get his team started. I mean, they don't want to come this way. Really, honestly, we're just trying to play a game, trying to win. We're trying to do it on both sides, and it's just a respect, man. I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm just trying to win a game. That's it.
Talk about Machado going into second, grabbing Orlando Arcia, and another instance in which, if that's what you've got to do. Now, granted, you're trying to break up a double play. I understand it, but it's so far outside of the realm of what is supposed to be legal within baseball. It's kind of you shake your head at it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean you can't break a guy out of his natural playing hardness. I mean, but it's just what he did. I mean, his mindset was to break up the double play, but how outrageous and how severe he took it in there. I thought the first one should have been double play as well, but it's up to MLB and the rules, so you take it there at the end of the day. So. But, I mean, that's just – if they got to do stuff like that to win the game, man, just let them play baseball.
Now, you get the win last night, which, by the way, congratulations. I mean, you put yourself in a tough predicament, and then you battle your way out of it. It was funny. We were covering the Packer game last night, and I walked into the bar that we're doing the postgame show from, and everybody's screaming, "Oh, my God, Jeffress this and Jeffress that." And then as you get out, they're like, "Oh, my God." It went from this anger to euphoria to where he's got it back, and now everything's back on track. I mean, I don't think it just – I don't know what it did for you and your confidence, or for Craig and his confidence in you, but for the fans, I think people said, "Look, if he's back on track, this team's now unstoppable."
The real fans will know that baseball is a day to day type of game, and it can go for a stint. When the real fans understand that, baseball, it's not an easy sport, man. This is one of the toughest mental sports you can play. But, it's just the nature of the game, man. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's trying to win, you know. But I'm feeling good. The bullpen's, you know, still exactly where it needs to be, and we're having fun, and we're not going to go on a good ride right now.
I would assume that the level of confidence that this team has, not only with you guys in that bullpen, but just overall, the fact that Arcia is getting hits at the bottom of the lineup, Kratz is getting hits, everybody's contributing, and the guys you relied upon to get you there haven't had to do the majority of the yeoman's work. You guys got to be flying high, man.
That's what it is, man. It's anybody, anytime, anywhere, and that's our, you know, that's our motto, with especially in the bullpen, and it just carries on a team. I was telling my father last night, you know, a definition of a team is the Milwaukee Brewers, because no one cares who does it, when we do it. It's just, we just need to get it done, you know, and that's the definition of, there's no I in team right there.
So I watch FS1, and I'm listening to Joe Buck and Smoltz, and nobody's buying into this out-getter stuff and this mentality, and they're all picking L.A. to win. Have you guys, like, listened to any of this outside world to say, these guys don't believe in us, and we've been doing this all damn season long?
Listen, man, listen. I don't. We really don't buy into what, you know, what they're saying as well. You know, if they don't buy into our gameplay, we don't buy into what they're saying. It's just, you know, it's just, you'll see at the end of the day, you know, you can pick, people can pick who's going to win, all that stuff, you know, and say whatever they want to say. But you just got to wait to the end of the day, and that's gonna tell the tale. And we hear all the naysayers and all that stuff, man. You know, but we're ready.
I'm listening a little bit last night. There was more than a few Brewers fans in the crowd out there last night.
Yeah, most definitely. My mother and father said the same thing. It was like a lot of Brewer fans in the stands last night, man. The support, like I said, the support is real, and that is going to push us over the edge. The support from the Brewers fans and keep believing in all our abilities, that, I'm telling you, that's what's going to push us over the edge, honestly.
JJ, you go get them. You kick ass, and we will talk to you again next week, my friend, okay?
All right, brother.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you later. There you go. Jeremy Jeffers joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.